Listener Production.
Hey, it's Matt Layton with you. The Albanese government is expected to unveil new security measures this week in the wake of the massive Optus data breach. The Home Affairs Ministers met with the Australian Signals Directorate and the Cybersecurity Centre to discuss the fallout from the cyber hack. Up to 10 million past and present Optus customers have been caught up in the incident. We're just days away from the end of fuel excise relief, and the Assistant Treasurer admits it will be tough for many. The temporary cut finishes up on Wednesday night, but Stephen Jones says Canberra can't afford to keep it going.
We know that this is going to be tough on motorists. We know that we've got to make some tough decisions. And I think Australians understand they expect the government to make the tough decisions that are going to be necessary, not only to get us through this period of the next few months where inflation is going through the roof.
The heavy rain is easing off for now in parts of inland New South Wales, but residents are being told to remain alert for flooding. The towns of Warren and Wee Waa are likely to be cut off for several days, and a new trough and low-pressure system will arrive tomorrow. And Geelong star forward Jeremy Cameron happily admits he's got his premiership medal back. It was around a cow's neck as celebrations ramped up last night following the AFL Grand Final triumph. Jeremy says he has learnt a very valuable lesson.
Yeah, the one thing I've learnt overnight is not to give your medal to a cow at 5 a.m. So easy to put on the cow, hard to get back.
The oldest ever Norm Smith medalist is stoked at winning a grand final so late in his career. 33-year-old Isaac Smith says the Cats' win will forever be a special moment for everyone involved. Geelong is still celebrating after thrashing the Swans by 81 points at the MCG. Victoria and Western Australia are going head-to-head in the Marsh One Day Cup. The Vics finishing their 50 overs on 9 for 274. A short time ago, the West Aussies were none for 99 after 20 overs.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.